Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about a few basic rules to follow before you rent your heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Before you begin doing anything, you got to follow a few very basic rules that lead to success and completion. Be it studies, sports, or business, there are some rules for everything, and you can only do that thing correctly if you follow those rules. Here we will be talking about what one should do while they are renting their heavy equipment. What are the rules one should follow when they are planning to put their heavy equipment on rent? The very basic rule while you rent your heavy equipment is identifying the machine that you want to let out. Identifying the heavy equipment is done basically by knowing if the machine is being put to any use in your existing projects. If you find a machine is lying idle for months, then that is the one that you should be putting on rent. Substantially, you also need to check if the machine is in good working order or it is lying down there because it is no longer in good working conditions. If this is the case, then you have to firstly get it repaired by good servicemen and then look out at the possibilities if it can be absorbed into any of your existing projects. If you do not see any need for it, then you should think about renting it out. However, if you see the machine can be accumulated into any of your projects, then the question of renting the machine does not arise. After have identified the heavy equipment and also finding it qualified to let it out, the next step would be to search for someone who would need the heavy equipment and would be ready to pay you rent for using it. You may find this to be a little difficult. It is not easy to get a hold of someone who will treat your heavy equipment like his or her own. Service the machine at regular intervals and keep good care of it. You need to place ads in various websites or newspaper classifieds from where you can get people interested to take it on rent. I mean, there's plenty of avenues out there to let people know what kind of rental equipment that you got available. Most valuable option is to place the ad in a recognized website. A website that you may follow to take the heavy equipment for rent should be your next target. You need to identify such websites and place an advertisement out there. The remaining process may follow swiftly. You may receive calls from people interested in your heavy equipment. If you are willing to negotiate the price, you can do that over the phone or else you can strictly state no negotiation. Once you get a person, the next process will be draft up an agreement. You can catch hold your attorney who prepares such drafts. There you will need to state in all terms and conditions that should be argued upon both parties and be accepted. Once the draft is legalized, both parties are bound to file the terms of the agreement. After the agreement is done, you can hand over the machine to the others. Again, always have a working agreement. And if you got a lot of equipment idling, if you're a construction company with that, then, you know, there's plenty of people that you know your competition. They may need to rent an excavator or a dozer or something that you have sitting, you know, rent it out to them. You know, it ain't going to hurt. You know, it's going to be your machine out there with your logo on it, you know, getting more advertising. Like, wow, man, look at how many jobs I'm getting or look at how many jobs they're getting. You know, it helps put more awareness for you out in the field. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.